demands of us to abandon coal when we have more than 50 billion worth of coal that should be central to the electrification and industrialization of the SADC region. Therefore, all parliaments must be cautioned of plans that are central to proletarian by multinational companies presented to solutions of Africans. The solution to the energy stability and development of Africa, particularly industrialization, is dependent on a mixed and well-balanced energy plan that uses all sources of energy from nuclear, coal, renewable energy, and other sources. We must explore, build, operate, and transfer financial model for large-scale infrastructure and take advantage of the relationship we have with China and other Asian partners. The road to just transition should not be a road to debt entrapment of the SADC region and the continent. As regards the South African Parliament's engagement with issues related to energy efficiency, the overarching theme of the 51st Plenary Assembly, Parliament held a robust debate on the topic energy crisis and the threat of a protracted failure of Eskom. In May 2022, just before the 51st Plenary Assembly met, members of Parliament from the various political parties represented in Parliament represented their party's views on the collapse of Eskom that continues to threaten millions of our people's livelihood. Moreover, in October 2022, Parliament's Portfolio Committee of Forestry, Fisheries and the Environment held public hearing on the climate change bill that aims to enable the development of an effective climate change response and a long-term just transition to a low carbon and climate resilient economy and society for South Africa in the context of sustainable development. The committee received submissions from various stakeholders representing diverse sectors, including business, academia, non-profit organization, etc., which will be taken into consideration in the finalization of the bill. Honorable President, the Standing Committee and other thematic resolution adopted by the 51st Plenary Assembly, including the novel SADC model law on public finance management, have been captured in a parliamentary report due for tabling before the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces. Once adopted by both houses of Parliament, the resolution will be disseminated to the relevant Parliament committees for their consideration. The consolidated model law of the public finance management must be linked with massive industrialization through the use of government public procurement. Public procurement should be the driving force behind SADC region industrialization. As parliamentarians, we should not only focus on financial crimes, but we must also incorporate economic benefits that will allow the SADC to produce goods that are consumed in the region. Honorable President, our societies are making it extremely difficult for women to cope with any sort of disturbance to their lives. The patriarchal and exploitative nature of our societies towards women makes it difficult for women to assert themselves and live their lives without undue influence of men. We therefore commend this forum for taking the initiative and prioritizing the question of gender equality and the prevention of violence against women and girls. Our own experience shows that the levels of abuse against women and children increased during hard lockdowns. Women could not even find escape route from violence that normally works working hours provided, and were forced to stay with their abusive partners during this period. Honorable President, we must incorporate intervention aimed at reducing gender-based violence in our respective public services. In conclusion, Honorable President and the House, South Africa remains appreciative of the SADC Parliamentary Forum as a platform that supports SADC parliamentarians in their contributions to our region's integration and development. I thank you.